We got a good sports story for you. We're going to bring him to you next. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to introduce you to Dave O'Meara, a guy who's cycling across the country on behalf of charity. That's a good story. We'll bring him to you next here on the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on KNBR 1050 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
So here's the deal. A charity that I have done a little work with and for, ROCK, R-O-C-K, Real Options for City Kids, is putting on quite a fundraiser. You can go to the website, rocksf.org, to learn a little bit about Dave O'Meara. Dave O'Meara is cycling over the next 50 days or so. We'll be riding 6 days a week, nearly 80 miles a day across the entire country. His journey began this weekend in Santa Monica at about 5 o'clock on Saturday and will conclude sometime in the second week of July in Washington, D.C. He is going across the country on a bicycle to raise awareness and a little bit of money. And I thought it was such an interesting story and a human interest and a feel-good story. Instead of screaming about the Giants lineup for one segment today, we would turn our attention to something that is really, do I dare drop the triumph of the human spirit on us? I think so. It's an impressive feat indeed, and just underway with trying to do it. Again, Dave O'Meara joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show. Dave, Damon, how you doing? It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. So tell us where you are right now. How far have you gone so far?
We are in Morongo Valley, which is a very neglected part of California. It is, we've gone probably about 130 miles, and we're going to end up in 29 Palms tonight.
Wow.
We thought we were going to stay in Morongo Valley, but I don't think there's a hotel or anything here, and we want to go a little bit farther, so we're going to go about another 30 miles.
Now, I've seen your schedule. Again, anyone wants to follow what's going on here, you can go to rocksf.org or your website, Following Claire. Tell me who Claire is.
Claire is my great aunt. So it's my grandfather's sister. And when she was 18, she was a very attractive lady, but she decided to become a nun. And she is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. And she's dedicated her whole life to giving back to other people. And I've always been attracted to people who can do things I can't, or people who are willing to do things I'm not willing to do. And she definitely falls in the latter category.
So a little inspiration from your aunt is you've decided to give yourself to this this moment to help ROCK. Now, just so people know who you are, you have absolutely no delusions about becoming the next Lance Armstrong. You're not a professional athlete or cyclist in any way, shape, or form, right?
That is absolutely correct. The first time I was on a road bike was actually a little bit less than 10 weeks ago, and I was ready to leave my job. But I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something altruistic, and I jumped on a bike with one of my friends. And within the first 10 miles, I knew that I was going to be riding my bike across the United States.
Wow! So it just you had the calling, you had the feeling, and after 10 miles, you said, 10 miles isn't enough. I'm thinking about somewhere between 2,700 miles is what I need.
No, I have a job. I knew I was ready to leave my job. I have a job lined up in September, October, so I had some time I wanted to take off. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to, as you said, raise awareness, raise hopefully a decent amount of money for ROCK. I think you're obviously familiar with the charity. It does amazing things for disadvantaged youth in the Visitation Valley community of San Francisco. And it's going to be arduous, and, you know, selfishly, it's going to give me some time for introspection as well. It'll be good.
Now, is there going to be a lot of iPodding along the way? I would imagine you got your playlists all set. What kind of music are you going to be pedaling to across the country?
I wish I could say I had an iPod. I actually ran the Chicago Marathon last year on October 11th, and I had such a good time not having an iPod. I'm just kind of enjoying the nature, just enjoying the cars honking at me, the birds chirping and everything. So I may get into an iPod a little bit later when I hit like Elkhart, Kansas, in the middle of nowhere. But I think I'm so fresh and so excited about the going across country, I don't need one yet.
Again, we're talking with Dave O'Meara. Dave is bicycling from Santa Monica to Washington, D.C. to raise awareness for ROCK. Again, ROCK is Real Options for City Kids, a grassroots nonprofit youth development organization in the heart of San Francisco's Visitation Valley. offers sports, fitness, community service, learning environments, leadership training, outdoor adventures for boys and girls ages 6 to 17 that live or attend school in Visitation Valley. And again, I know some of the folks that are involved with this charity. It's a very much a worthy cause, a worthwhile cause. And again, if you want to donate or help fund Dave's incredible journey across America, you can go to followingclaire.com or rocksf.org to get involved with all of this. So are you worried about chafing, Dave?
Well, I think you're familiar with some of the lubricants that are available out there.
This show's very familiar with lubricants. Thank you very
much. Pound it.
Well, there's something that they refer to as butt butter, which one of my close friends gave me before I took off, and I am, as of tomorrow, going to start using it. I'm not too worried about it.
The butt butter will be applied, and hopefully you'll be applying it yourself.
That's correct. Kurt's only here for driving the car and providing me some clothes afterwards. He's not going to be applying anything to me.
That's very good. Now, you do have Kurt, as you said. Kurt is one of the guys from Rock that I do know, and I don't know that he is tailing you in his car for the first week or so of the trip. After Kurt peels away to come back to California, will you pick up another chaperone rider, or will at any point in this trip you be out there on your own?
Well, I'm usually going to be on my bike alone. I have some friends that are going to be coming in, but I will have somebody riding a car the entire United States. So after Kurt, my good friend Mark's going to do it for 2 weeks, and then my mom, who leaves the city of Modesto probably about twice a year, will be coming to Elkhart, Kansas, and following me to Missouri. So I've got her out of the Central Valley for a little bit.
Very cool. Here's what I hope to do with this, Dave, to continue to raise awareness back home here in San Francisco for the charity that is based in San Francisco. As you're cycling further and further away from us, I'd like to check in with you at least once a week between now and the time you get to where you're going, and you can tell us about the towns and the people that you meet along the way. Since none of us can bicycle across America with you, hopefully you can take us on your journey just by checking in with us and letting us know how the United States opens up in front of you.
I think that's a great opportunity. I would love to do that.
We would love to have it to you. You are now the official United States cycling correspondent of the Damon Bruce Show. Congratulations. This comes without salary or benefits.
No problem. If it's anything like the first 3 days, it's going to be quite a doozy. So I appreciate that. Get on once a week.
I bet it is, man. Just look out for those Rocky Mountains. Those are going to be tough to get up and over. But we really look forward to hearing you. And I tell you what, we're going to do a little something to pass the hat around the office. And we'll raise a little money to donate to your cause too, Dave. You're a good guy. It's easy to tell. I mean, my goodness, your aunt's a nun, and she's inspired you to give back to the community. How can anybody argue with a story like that? Dave O'Mara in the Rock Foundation, cycling across the country. Again, Dave, give us the websites and where people can follow you.
Sure. It's following, and then it's C-L-A-I-R-E, and it's actually .org. So it's followingclaire.org is the website to go on to. And we actually have a real-time tracker. If you go on to the Following Dave tab on the website, we got this spyware company that donated to us. And you can actually real-time track where I'm going to be at any point on the trip. So it's pretty cool.
It would be cool if there were an option to know when you were applying the butt butter.
We turn the GPS off when I'm doing that.
Yeah, no spy satellites on that maneuver. Dave, thanks very much. Good luck to you. And remember, look both ways before crossing the road, okay?
I definitely will.
Thank you very much, Dave. Dave O'Mara. And we will check in with him. We will absolutely check in with him from time to time. We got time to squeeze in one call. Frank in San Jose. I know you called to complain about the Sharks, Frank, but isn't that a great story? Isn't that a cool guy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't go against something like that. I mean, the guy's got the time to do it and to do something for a charity like that. That's fantastic.
I can't even be bothered to go down the block and give blood. I mean, he makes me feel like such a useless schlub for doing nothing with my time. Frank, have you ever used butt butter?
Oh, no, I haven't had the need to, but I'm sure that guy definitely needs to, for sure.